Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It takes all kinds, doesn't it? Thank you so much for all of your awesome pet photos. I love them. Dogs, cats, rescues, old, young, ferrets. I haven't seen any birds yet. Ferrets, guinea pigs. Every possible color and shape and size. And I just am so, so excited to see that you all love your pets as much as I do. Although the National Day Calendar, it feels like they do this on purpose just to incite some good feeling. How many pet days do we have? National Cat Day, National Pet Day, National Dog Day, National Bird Day, National Love Your Pet Day, which is AKA every day. But we kind of buy it hook, line, and sinker, right? They put these dates on the calendar and then they're trending on social media and we can't help ourselves. Fine. So when it comes to the pets, we'll just keep passing our photos around. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, and producer Chris is retweeting a bunch of them so that the rest of you can see them on our show Twitter. And on our Facebook page, I see a lot of you are paging through and are commenting on other people's pet photos, which is cool. So let's share and share alike in our pet community. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS, and also on our social media. The big sports stories on Thursday, end of the week, the NFL has voted, and by the NFL, I mean the owners, they voted to approve their proposal. Shocker. They voted to accept their own proposal for a new collective bargaining agreement. And wouldn't they love it if the Players Association asked for no changes? Wouldn't they love it if the union meekly voted, all right, let's do this. You've given us a few concessions. Let's go ahead and jump on this while we've got it. When I'm saying the exact opposite, the Players Association should ask for the sun, the moon, and the stars in these next 3 weeks because this opportunity will not come around again for 10 years. Over the past couple of years, actually, the entire time I've been here at CBS Sports Radio, we've talked to players, agents, but just in general, one of the themes of the NFL is how the league is set up to profit owners far more than it does the players. Yes, there are players who are making exorbitant amounts of money. But at this point, 53% of the revenue that the NFL makes, this is gross, but it's approaching $20 billion. 53% of that is split among 32 teams. You can do the math. You don't even need to be extremely accurate. It's a lot of freaking zeros. The players get 47%, and it's split up among thousands of them. But it's not just about the money. It's a lot about the money, but it's not just about the money. It's about understanding they have leverage here. Maybe they ask for extra benefits for retired players, the ones who are not taken care of, the Hall of Famers that we talk to on Radio Row, who have to decide between paying their medical bills and buying groceries. Maybe it's more research when it comes to head injuries. Maybe it's an extra bye week. Maybe it's a shorter preseason, even more than what the NFL has conceded to this point. Whatever it is, now is the time for the Players Association to ask for everything. I mean, what's the worst the league can say? No. But in these next 3 weeks, the owners are more motivated than ever to agree to a new collective bargaining deal. Why? Because they want to push it through before the new league year starts so that all of the money kicks in, the labor piece is set for the next 10 years. That affects how they do business with their corporate partners, their broadcast partners moving forward. I actually just had a meeting with a CBS TV executive on Thursday, and we were talking just about some of the various rights fees and how exorbitant they've gotten in the world of sports, meaning broadcast partners, networks, CBS, NBC, Fox, ABC/ESPN, but not just that, Amazon, Yahoo, Twitter, all the various outlets. I mean, think about TNT and how much more they have of the NBA these days. TBS, Major League Baseball. And so there are other networks that want a piece of the pie. Generally, if you have your hooks in with the NFL or if you're a partner with the NFL, you profit big time. Remember, a Super Bowl ad, 30 seconds, $5.6 million this year. And it only goes up every year. So we were talking about how the NFL is desperate to get this deal done because then come late March, maybe early summer, they can go to their broadcast partners and say, all right, let's do this thing. Who wants to pay us for the next 5 years of carrying games? And I don't know the exact terms, but labor peace means there will be no work stoppage, which means they can guarantee their broadcast partners they're going to have access to this money and this audience. And they want bidding wars. And they want to see these rights fees escalate. And so I was talking to this CBS TV executive, and we were mentioning how critical it was that that CBS properties keep at least a portion of NFL games. It's huge. This is what every network wants. Well, the NFL wants a bidding war. They want you to pay way more than you've paid to this point. And they want to be able to do that now and not have to wait another year before they renegotiate their contracts, not to mention their corporate partners. It's all about the money. But in this 3-week window until the new league year starts, just so you know, the bylaws of the NFL indicate that, or they stipulate, I should say, not just indicate, but they stipulate that unless the labor deal is agreed to before the new league year starts, they have to wait a whole nother year before they would, you know, use the new terms. So they want to wipe out the old collective bargaining agreement a year early and replace it with a new one. It's like an extension, but they want to wipe out the old one because this one is more lucrative and profitable. But if they don't get it done in the next 3 weeks, they have to wait until the current one expires, right? So once they launch forward into the new league year, they're under the terms of the current deal unless they replace it before then. I hope that makes sense. So whatever it is the NFL Players Association wants, now's the time to ask, because deadlines spur action and the owners are extremely motivated. They're going to be a lot more giving in these next few weeks than they might be otherwise. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That gets you inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. I already do this. That's the difference. I can't even remember 5 minutes ago. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. On Twitter, on Facebook, yada, yada, yada. Some of you are still weighing in, letting us know how you like the proposal. And I get that some of this is not relevant to fans. Well, unless, of course, one of your favorite players gets suspended for violating the current marijuana policy. But that's one of the areas where the players really wanted a more relaxed approach. And that's something that's built into this NFL proposal. But the preseason's only shortened by one game. What if the players would like to see it shortened by 2 games? So there's a lot they could ask for now. And what do you learn, whether you've gone to business school, whether you work in the corporate world and you do deals, maybe you're in the broadcast industry like I am and you have to negotiate new contracts. I don't know. It depends on your leverage and what kind of power you have. Earlier in my career, there wasn't a whole lot of negotiating that would go on. I couldn't ask for much because I wasn't nearly as valuable to my employers as I am now. And so it's all about having the leverage, having a position of power, and this window will expire for the Players Association in the next 3 weeks, and they'll have to wait. So we'll see. We'll see what they ask for. But so far, you've had some big names in the league come out and say, nope, negative. I just need someone to say negative Ghost Rider, and I would be all set. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Elsewhere in sports, Kyrie Irving out for the season with the shoulder surgery, so the Nets are shutting him down. I know this year wasn't the goal. Next year to have Kyrie and Kevin Durant on the court healthy together is a big deal, but I don't know how, if you are someone who's followed Kyrie Irving's career, you aren't worried that that might be a pipe dream as well. Cleveland, of course, has bid farewell to its short-term coach. It turned out to be a very short-term proposition for John Beilein, though he is reassigned in the organization somewhere, probably. So did I say the Browns? No? Okay. I don't know why. I was thinking NFL, and I wondered if I said the Browns. The Cavaliers are reassigning him elsewhere in their organization, probably so they can recoup some of the money that they're paying him. But he said goodbye to the team in the last couple days, and it had turned into a mess. Now you hear some of the stories coming out of the Cavaliers locker room, and part of that is losing. Losing exacerbates all of your personality conflicts, all of your annoyances. I mean, it puts you in a pressure cooker, and if you don't have high-quality character leadership, veteran presence a lot helps. Well, then what comes out is not always positive. Not always unity. And so J.B. Bickerstaff takes over, and he's the first to talk about how tough it is to go through so many losses week after week after week.
Winning is like a feeling of relief, you know, but the losses you take extremely hard. And, you know, as they mount up, you know, more and more frustrations and emotions come into play, and then, you know, we're just trying to figure out, you know, how you get around it.
Bickerstaff taking over for John Beilein, and I don't even know if they've thought ahead. They're just trying to get through this season, and, you know, the trade deadline approaching, what moves will they make? But they're 14-40, worst record in the Eastern Conference, and the only team that has a worse record overall is the Golden State Warriors. I appreciate that Bickerstaff is respectful of Beilein, even though that was obviously a failed experiment.
It's tough for all of us, you know what I mean? When you come from where Coach came from and the level of success that he's been able to have, you know, losing is something that I think, unless you're in it, it's hard to explain the feeling and how it weighs on you and how heavy it is.
So J.B. Bickerstaff has his work cut out for him. Maybe he can earn the job permanently. But man, I think the overarching reality is that since LeBron left, the Cavaliers are right back where they were, and I don't know how they get out of this rut again, because LeBron's not going back. I don't think. Maybe he is. You think? All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I guess he could go back when he's 50. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's a Facepalm Friday. Good to have you on board. I got to go record a CBS Sports Minute, but when I come back, something I will never get used to in sports. It astounds me every single time, to the point where I'm almost speechless. I don't care how many times I hear it. I will never get used to it or think it's okay. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast,
where some of you come up with some of the things that you say, but yeah, it takes all kinds. And it is really interesting how I can say one thing and a person can hear the complete opposite. Happens all the time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The longer I hang out and talk to you, the longer I put off what I am dreading. I think I told you about this earlier in the week, but I'll tell you after our update. So I keep trying to tell myself, eye on the prize, eye on the prize. There's breakfast in the bargain. So we're taking your pet photos. Thursday was Love Your Pet Day, and you guys are making me smile with all your fun pet photos. Some of you are great photographers, and some of you just have really awesome pets that are photogenic. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or also on our Facebook page, and producer Chris is retweeting them. He's also put up a poll about the Brooklyn Nets. Every now and then, I still have the urge to call them the New Jersey Nets. So the poll is up on Twitter as well. And then on our Facebook page, and our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Larry real quick in Cleveland, and then I'll tell you what I'm never getting used to in sports. Hi, Larry.
Hey, morning. How you doing, Amy?
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to talk with the Cavs. You mentioned that. I think they should be pretty rough here. I mean, it's going to take some time. This team, basically where we had LeBron, just imagine how one person, him and Kyrie both, makes it very, you know, a very great team. It's going to take.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was Kevin Love. I mean, it was Kevin Love as well. And LeBron designed the roster. He essentially told the front office that these are the players he wanted. These are the trades he wanted. This is who should get the money. And they put together the team that LeBron wanted. I mean, it was a free agent destination for a few years.
Yeah, Amy, I was going to just mention that, what you just said, too. I think that's where Kobe's kind of a bad situation right with the bad contracts. And that's exactly what's happened. Because LeBron was here, he gave those guys a lot of money that maybe other teams wouldn't have paid him. And I think with Andre Drummond, I don't see Andre Drummond being here either in a few years, and Tristan Thompson either, Amy. That's what I'm saying right now. It's going to take a process. And the kids we do got, I mean, with the Colin Sexton era and Darius Garland, too, I think it's going to take him for another year to really get into shape, where he had some type of injury there in Vanderbilt, I believe it was. What a fool go in. Well, he's a Kevin Porter Jr. move, too, for a 30th pick overall. He's not a bad player, but it's going to take some years, I think, before his team really gets good again.
Yeah, I mean, it's a snowball effect where the losing makes free agents, high-profile free agents, shy away from wanting to go there. And not just that, but the poor management. The New York Knicks are in the same exact situation where they've had a revolving door of coaches and general managers, where they've had a revolving door of players where no one stays long, and where free agents are not interested in it. And this is the Madison Square Garden. I mean, this is an iconic franchise in the Knicks. But yeah, the Cleveland Cavaliers are in that same boat. And honestly, the way they run their front office, their coaching staffs, the decisions remind me of the Browns. And I say this a lot, but constant change equals constant losing. And that's what the Cavaliers have had these last couple years. But even if you take the LeBron years out, so these last few years when LeBron was back and they won the title, they went to the 4 straight NBA finals. That's great. But outside of that pocket, that window, it's been constant change.
Yeah, you mentioned about the year next to Amy. I'll let you go. I think if they had different ownership there, I think that's what's killing them. I mean, they had great franchise basketball, some good players, and I think the owner, it's basically a big mess there. Because I know LeBron had some great games there in Madison Square Garden when he's here in Cleveland.
And, yeah, I mean, a lot of players from other teams get up to play at MSG. It's kind of the mecca is what they call it. But you can't change owners. I mean, I agree with you that there are teams all over sports that are mismanaged, misrun. They're run by people who are not really sports people, although sometimes that business acumen can be really valuable as well. But more than likely, that ownership change is not a possibility. And why would it be? If you're an owner, why would you give up a cash cow?
Well, like you said, too, I mean, you mentioned some good teams. God, the Detroit Pistons, they haven't really recovered. The Bulls, they really haven't either. And since LeBron went to L.A., too, now they're somewhat noticeable. But I think once he's gone, too, it's going to be kind of hurting back in L.A., too, it seems like.
I mean, the Lakers are a little different. They're an iconic franchise, so they generally do attract more free agents, for sure. And part of that is just Los Angeles and a lot of players this age wanting to be in LA for the other opportunities that it affords. Larry, thanks so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. In Cleveland, have a great day. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Okay, so we're here at the bottom of the hour, so I don't want to launch into what I was going to talk about, what I am going to talk about, but the one thing with sports fans that I will absolutely never get used to, no matter how many times it happens, it'll never become run-of-the-mill and sometimes renders me speechless. But we're also talking about the NFL and this proposal, and some of you are still weighing in about you know, whether you like it. Hey, if you're a player, what would you ask for? Because right now the Players Association is in a great position of power. So if you're a player and you don't think the NFL owners are giving you enough in return for what they're asking, which is expanded regular season, expanded playoffs, which, you know, isn't necessarily a bad thing. Expanded playoffs, I think, is one that's a little easier to stomach. But the expanded regular season, extra games, maybe you're opposed to it. What would you be asking for? If you're one of the players, what else would you want? Because this is the chance to ask. They've got a conference call coming up on Friday, the team reps for the Players Association, as well as their executive council. And they may or may not vote on the NFL's proposal, but this is your opportunity that won't come around again for another decade. So I say take full advantage of it. And I'm sure they've got good minds, good lawyers, good negotiators, good economists, all that stuff. But if you're a player, is it just straight money? What do you want? What do you ask the NFL for?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
David in the right corner to Brooks. Dials up a three ball, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Sexton. Quickly to the forecourt. Sexton then hits the brakes. Right wing to Love. He'll shoot a three. Good!
Good job.
Kevin Love buries the three ball. Cavs by three, 106-103.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are the worst team in the Eastern Conference. Second worst team in the NBA. Not a whole lot to cheer about. And they've quickly dispatched the John Beilein experience. That's one of those ill-fated rides at your local amusement park. Didn't last very long. Wasn't very popular. Made fans want to throw up. So John Beilein now working in the front office, and J.B. Bickerstaff takes over. Tim Alcorn is the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we say this all the time, and it's not just for sports, but it's always appropriate, it seems like. Life comes at you fast. Four straight NBA finals. LeBron was there, and then he wasn't. And now it's just a bunch of big contracts that they, well, not a bunch, but several big contracts that they gave to veteran players because LeBron wanted to. And he bolts, which is his right. He bolts, and now they're left. They're left to pick up the pieces, and it's going to take some time because the constant changes that they've gone through, well, it's not attractive to free agents. And if you're a high-profile free agent, I suppose you could pull one of those, hey, let's go play in Cleveland. You know, me and my BFF, we'll go play in Cleveland. But it's also tough if you're not thrilled with who they've hired as head coach or how the team is run. Cleveland Cavaliers and New York Knicks in a very similar position. They repel high-profile free agents right now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Not impossible, of course, to rebuild through the draft, but you need some veteran free agents to go along with. I'm not even sure where they start. I mean, they've got a couple of young guys they really like, but the coaching hire with John Beilein, as much as I liked it to work, or would have liked it to work, I mean, you can't swing and miss like that and not have it set your franchise back. Big time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you are the Brooklyn Nets, you were there not that long ago, and now you've managed to lure Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, but Kyrie is shut down for the rest of the year. I don't know if I want to call this a throwaway season, but this was not the year that the Nets were thinking they'd make a major jump. They were hoping that Kyrie could get established and that he could get comfortable with their other players, the coaching staff, the system, and certainly to maybe build up some physical resistance, but that hasn't happened. Knee injuries, now a shoulder surgery. 20 games is all he will play this season. And, of course, they want him healthy for when he is paired with Kevin Durant, but does that make a difference? Does he stay healthy next season and play 78 games? It's a big ask right now for Kyrie. So we've got a poll up. Producer Chris put up a poll about the Brooklyn Nets. You can take that on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. Also, you're sending your photos for Love Your Pet Day. I mean, in some places, it's still Thursday. And forget if it's not technically still Thursday, but some of us are still awake on our Thursday. Also, I just tweeted this too, and I think it's a good question that I'll ask Ross Tucker, a former NFL offensive lineman who will join us about an hour from now here on the show. If you're the NFL Players Association, what do you want? What do you ask of the owners as you negotiate this new labor deal? Because the league is desperate to get this new CBA approved in the next 3 weeks. March 18th is the target date. They're trying to strong arm the Players Association. Let's be honest. This is what they do. Hey, look at all the stuff we're giving you. A whole extra percentage and a half of the revenue. Oh, yeah, sure. We still make more of the revenue, but you're going to make a whole percentage and a half extra that you have to split among thousands of players while we're getting richer and we only split it 32 ways. Right now, the Players Association can make big asks because the NFL is motivated to get this done. So what do you ask for? You got the leverage. What do you ask for? Again, on Twitter or on Facebook. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. I mentioned I'm really excited about where I'll be this time next week. I'll just be honest. It'll be sleeping in my mom's spare bedroom in her Houston home. As much as I would like to have a show of solidarity and tell you that, sure, I'll think of you when I'm not hosting the show, that's not completely accurate. I might think of you in the daytime, but I won't think of you at night. I'm really thrilled not just to spend the time with mom. We got a couple of fun things planned. Including one particular show we're going to binge watch. It's my mom's idea. After we did some binge watching at Christmas, now she's all excited about binge watching a similar type of series. So we're going to do that. She's got a movie she wants to watch. I'm going to school with her to meet some people she wants me to meet, and she's taking a day off. And so, yeah, we're excited about our time. And I'm really thrilled to be able to sleep five nights in a row. That's going to be the best. My first vacation days of 2020 and my only time off until we get to mid-April. So I'm excited about this little bit of time off. But you know what else? While I'm there, I'm going to do some reconnaissance for you. I'm going to be in Houston. So I'm going to talk to baseball fans. Whether it's defiance, whether it's anger now, whether it's pushing back, whether it's people who say, I don't care how they won, and it was exactly what I needed after Hurricane Harvey. I'm going to talk to Houston fans same way I did when I was there 2 months after they won the World Series. I spent 2 weeks in Houston right after they won the World Series, and I talked to everybody I could, because I wanted to hear their personal experience. And there were some really emotional stories that I heard, families who lost homes. And it always came back to, man, but those Astros, wasn't that exciting? And when this whole sign-stealing scheme was exposed, I said to you, that's the part that makes me feel the worst, is that the fans now feel like, some of them maybe, now feel like that experience wasn't as pure and as authentic as they thought it was. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know the timing of these two things that occurred on Thursday. And I suspect that as Mike Fier spoke out, he wasn't referring to something that was taking place just on Thursday. David Ortiz used the word snitch in talking about Mike Fier. Now, if you go back and you listen to his entire comments, his entire quote. What he's saying is, I'm angry at Mike Fiers because instead of calling attention to the sign stealing when he was a part of the Astros, he waited until he wasn't there anymore. He got the ring, and now he's blowing the whistle. And so that part didn't bother me at all. I don't have any issue with that. If I were a fellow baseball player, I might feel the same. There is this idea, and I think it's legitimate, that Fiers broke kind of the unwritten rule. He stepped outside of the baseball fraternity, and he used the media to shine a white-hot light where there were other avenues available to him. Now, is the commissioner glad he did? Yes. Did the Astros deserve it because they were cheating? Yes. If you're cheating and you get caught, you don't get to blame the person who outed you. How about point your fingers internally because you broke the rules? But either way, I can understand there's some anger about it because Fiers went through the media. And even Rob Manfred is saying, I'm going to offer him protection. I'm going to defend him. And Fiers responded with, hey, I don't need that. Except what he said on Thursday is that he's receiving death threats. Death threats. I don't care how many times I hear about this in the world of sports. I will never get used to it. Irate sports fans with a relative anonymity on social media equals fake badasses. Really? Mike Fiers deserves to die because he exposed the Astros stealing signs with technology? Are you kidding? Of course you don't mean it, which is why you use social media to do it. But even if it's a joke, which there are times when certainly because of the way that social media works, where not only are you relatively anonymous, I mean, certainly the authorities can find out who you are, but for the public at large, you and your five followers, no one knows who you are. But in addition to that, there's almost zero accountability unless you're a public figure on social media. Because there's millions and millions of people using the forum. And so unless something happens to go viral, so unless a public figure responds to you and outs you, or, you know, in some other way, your tweet or your Facebook message or your video goes viral and hits kind of not just the mainstream, but like the supercharged information superhighway, you know, you can do and say whatever you want without worrying about being accountable, without any type of repercussions. That's not the way it is for public figures, of course. I remember, for those of you who know Doug Gottlieb, who's he and I worked together at my previous network, and then we made the jump to CBS Sports Radio together, and he's since moved on. I think he learned the hard way, and I actually learned a lesson through him, because he, back when social media was relatively new, went on a rant and a tirade at someone who was coming at him. You know, Doug's got a few things in his past that fans tend to bring up when they want to be asses. And so Doug responded and said some pretty caustic stuff. You know, I don't recall that it was a threat or anything like that. Just it made the company look bad. So he got suspended. And that's a lesson I had to learn at the time. You actually can't respond in kind, because as a public figure, there is far more accountability for you when you use social media to express your frustration or use inappropriate language. We know this to be true. Even people who use social media to say things that are politically incorrect or that are offensive long before they become public figures, if you don't delete that stuff, it comes back to bite you. So my point in saying all of that is that sports fans who don't have any real identity on social media or who have no accountability, they very often pretend that they are some, you know, mob enforcer badass. And I don't understand it. how anyone would ever think. Like, you actually type it. You either on your phone or on a laptop, you actually sit down and type a death threat? And then you hit send? What? Over a pitcher who did a story about the Astros stealing signs. I mean, there's so many things wrong with that. Seriously, get a grip. But also, I dare you. Say it to his face. How come you never say it to his face? How come you never threaten death over sports to a person's face? So I'll never get used to it because it's so ridiculous. But then even as I thought about it on Thursday, Mike Fiers saying he's received death threats. While no one's ever said to me, I hope you die, I have had some things that are pretty darn close to that. Hoping that I get hurt, that someone hurts me, that you get fired, all kinds of things. Like you crawl back under the rock you came from. I mean, I've seen that kind of stuff. Never, I wouldn't ever say an express death threat, though I have had people threaten me on social media to the point where, you know, I've had to take some precautions. I don't care how many times it happens. It's never going to be okay or normal or the mainstream. And it should never be a joke. That's my wish. And I know Mike Fiers isn't going to sit there and send these to Twitter or report them, call in authorities, whatever. It's not worth his time. But these people who actually threaten athletes over a dumb sports headline, I wish they were called out and treated the same as the public figure that they threatened. Y'all never get used to it. It's not okay. It's ridiculous. And yeah, any day. Walk up to Mike Fiers, say it to his face. He's at spring training. He's, you know, out and about. Thanks so much for joining us. Good to have you on board. It's a Facepalm Friday, but also a Love Your Pet Friday. It's a kind of an odd combination. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.